Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios to talk about the Art Expo and Wood Carver Show, which is coming to Oscoda, is Greg Wilkinson. How are you today, Greg?
Fine, Kevin. Thank you for inviting me down to say a few words about the show. I appreciate that.
Oh, man. You know what? I love this show. I remember for many years we were out there broadcasting, and it's amazing. If you've never been to a woodcarver show, I know we've talked about it on the air before, that everybody thinks it's all like just duck decoys, but it is so much more than that. It's amazing what you guys do with wood.
Yeah, and, you know, there are no young woodcarvers, and we like to keep it the folk tradition, original folk tradition alive of wood carving, and yeah, it goes from caricatures to sculptures to, you know, all kinds of different carvings. And
You've added like wood burning too, right?
Wood burning
is a part of that. I know. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Very creative. Well, it's happening at the Oscoda Community Center on the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base. Saturday, April 30th, 10 to 5. Sunday, May 1st, from 10 until 4. And this year also Art Expo is a part of that too. So you've kind of added on to that a little bit.
Yeah, we expanded to include other arts: painting, photography, jewelry, wood turners.
Yeah.
So
they're going to come on out. Now, do you have every year? I know there's a featured artist and that kind of thing. Just like in years past, you're going to have things like that out there too?
Well, we're not featuring a carver this year.
Oh, okay.
We wanted to try to simplify the show a little more and include. We actually have twice as many carvers probably as we did last year. And then with the addition of the artists, we're looking forward to having a really good show and expanded so we could talk to more people in the community and have a better attendance for the different arts. I know, you know, since the high schools and they don't carry some of the finer arts anymore, that
which is a shame.
We feel that there's a need for that in the community.
Yeah, well, you come on out. Now, also, I used to have like a little seminar classes kind of thing. Will you be doing that during those 2 days?
Well, we don't have a seminar this year, but there'll be carvers demonstrating and some wood burners, and then one of the artists who was featured in a newspaper article, Chuck Schroeder, beautiful pen and ink artist.
Okay.
And we have soap carving for the kids.
Yeah. That's what, you know, because you mentioned at the top of the interview that there are no more young wood carvers. Well, this is a good way to get them started. It sounds like a tradition that needs to be kind of re-energized then.
It is. It is. Because, like I said, with no art in schools, there's no, and there are a lot of different aspects. You know, you can become a printmaker also by carving wood blocks and linoleum blocks with the same tools that we use for wood carving.
Yeah.
And then doing some printing off of that.
It is being put on by the Sunrise Side Wood Carvers Association. And again, it looks like it's going to be a big 2-day show, and people are welcome to come on out. Now, there's a minimal charge to get in, but that goes right back into the club, doesn't it?
Right. And this year, the wood carvers will get 1/3 of the profits, and then the rest of the profits will go to the Shelton Fund for the Arts so that we can create a base in order to do more art-based events in the future.
It's a great idea, and it's a great event. It's happening again Saturday, April 30th, 10 to 5, Sunday, May 1st, 10 to 4 at the Oscoda Community Center, which, if anybody doesn't know, I think it's on Aero Street there on the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base.
Off of F-41.
Exactly. Yeah. You are one of the sponsors. Tell us a little bit about your business, Spirit Line Carving Studio and Gallery.
Well, I've been a carver for many years and had some background in art, and it's always been a dream of mine to be able to teach carving and to help expand and keep it. I have several carvings that are my great-grandfather's that are well over 100 years old, and so it's kind of in my blood, and I'm featuring other artists at the gallery, so
very nice.
Please stop by. And the other thing I'd like to emphasize, that this is the 25th year that this carving show's been going on.
That's amazing,
We really enjoy, and the community enjoys participating with us and seeing all the different types of wood art that's available.
That's right. Come on out. Yeah, the silver anniversary for it. Also being put on by Truly Yours Signs, Shirts, and Framing Gallery, Sunrise Side Wood Carvers, and again, Shelton Fund for the Arts, a part of the proceeds going to that, as well as the Sunrise Side Wood Carvers. And again, it's the Art Expo and Wood Carver Show. That's going on at the Oscoda Community Center on Saturday, April 30th, 10 to 5, Sunday, May 1st, 10 to 4. And Greg Wilkinson joining us here from the Wood Carvers. Hey, we appreciate you spending some time with us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Kevin.